7:23, it is a gorgeous start to a very important holiday weekend. All holidays are important, but boy, are they nice when they start on Thursday or Friday, heading into the long weekend and go through Monday. And with all that is planned, and the weather is all cooperating nicely on this Friday, May 26th, with Memorial Day right to here. This is it. And it's funny because I get these little bits and pieces of information. This is from, believe it or not, I do use a piece from CNN. It's called Five Things That Are Just Joggers for Things That Are Going On. And here's what they say about this weekend. Today is the start of Memorial Day weekend, which also marks the beginning of the busy summer travel season. Stay safe. Don't yell at anyone at the airport. And we'll see you back here on Tuesday. Don't yell at anyone at the airport. Well, don't yell at anyone on the roadways either. But speaking of airports, Ann has checked with FlightAware, and at our fabulous Metro Airport, we have 17 delays currently at 7:24 this morning. 17 delays, but no cancellations, because that's all you need is to get there and find your flight canceled. But that's not happening right now. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor extraordinaire, joins us back on the Paul W. Smith Show, becoming a regular here on this Memorial Day weekend and talking about all the travel nationwide. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. Happy to be a regular. I appreciate that. And by the way, you mentioned air travel. If you are going by air this Memorial Day weekend, or even if you're just planning your summer vacation and your air travel in the weeks to come, this is something for you to remember. The transportation department has the fly rights part of their website that gives you the rights that consumers have when it comes to air travel. May want to bookmark that in case, you know, you get bumped from your flight or it's delayed or it's canceled or, you know, whatever. There are certain things that airlines are responsible for that they may not just tell you on the front end. So it's kind of helpful to have that information that you can look up and say, okay, well, what are my rights in this situation? What can I do? That may be something that comes in handy in the next few weeks.
You know, that's an excellent suggestion, Tanya, because I see now on Instagram, it's really the only social media platform that I look at on a regular basis because it's easy, and I have an Instagram, Paul W. Smitsta. Paul W. Smitsta is my Instagram address. And I see people saying that there are actually people out there teaching lessons on what you get or what you don't get if you're bumped mm-hmm. off a plane. But that is online. You don't have to pay for that information.
No.
And it did mm-hmm. make me, and I guess this is just normal, but it made me a little bit, I don't know, I can't describe my feeling, Tanya, that I thought that if an airline has to do the terrible deed of bumping you from a plane and knowing how that's going to mess up everything, I guess we can't expect that they will every time tell you what your rights are. This is another one of those situations where we are responsible to learn what our rights are and to then mm-hmm. remind them that we know our rights. And we have several rights in a circumstance or situation that I pray people don't ever have to go through.
Yeah. And there are more that I think there was the, I think maybe on Tuesday is when the Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, actually did a press conference. I believe it was on Tuesday. And he was talking about the additional things they have put in place with the airlines, kind of some new rules and regulations that the Transportation Department has done, and to kind of flesh out the, okay, well, how long do you have to sit on the tarmac before you get some sort of, you know what I'm saying? What are they responsible for?
Right.
That kind of stuff is what he was talking about. And he mentioned the flights rights thing. If you Google fly rights, the Transportation Department site should come up first. It is at transportation.gov if you need to go check that out. If you're one of the 3.4 million travelers that's going by air this Memorial Day weekend, by the way, that's up about 11% over last year's numbers. They say this Memorial Day weekend could be the busiest at airports since 2005. So
2005? Wow.
Yeah.
I knew they were saying it was going to be busier than pre-pandemic 2019. But quick question, because I fly a lot, you fly a lot, and my producer flies a lot. We've done a lot of that. I've never been in the lines that I always see in the newscasts, but maybe because I haven't, I'm not, you know, maybe because we don't fly during holidays or whatever. Have you ever been held up? We're running out of time, but have you ever been held up like for hours and hours and hours at an airport?
I try not to fly during those busy times either because of that. I've been in long, long, long lines before for rebooking, and it is not a picnic. Yeah. My heart goes out to anybody stuck in one of those.
All right. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor. Thanks so much, Tanya. Have a great holiday.